Among the numerous stands in the exhibit hall of COP21 at Le Bourget in Paris is a nifty little contraption that looks like an exercise bike. Anyone who's so inclined can hop on and start pedaling. Not only does it keep you fit, it also powers up any electronic devices you choose to attach to it. It's simple but effective. A small innovation tapping human power to generate electricity. But for large-scale energy systems to move away from fossil fuels and toward renewables, you'll need to work on a much larger scale. Enter solar power. Once a far-off dream, tapping the sun's energy is not only a reality, it's become a cheap one at that. The cost of producing solar electricity has plummeted over past decades and continues to drop, around 70% since 2009.
From the strictly economical point of view, the technological maturity curve that the solar photovoltaic has covered, it has been covered very soon, dramatically soon. In a period of time that I would say it's no more than a decade, we put it down costs of operation, maintenance, of course, construction.
That's Vicente López Ibormayor, chairman of Lightsource Renewable Energy, one of the largest suppliers of photovoltaic electricity in Europe. This dramatic drop in costs, he adds, can be traced back to gains in technical efficiency through innovation. But what drives that innovation?
This innovation has happened because we have gotten some incentives from the public sector. The other because we are in the market, so we compete. We compete with other technologies, with other companies. So we have to demonstrate that we are better than others. This is a challenge that we have to face every day.
Yet Mayor believes competition can't drive innovation alone. What it needs is public support, at least to get it going.
I think in this type of industrial sectors, which are technically sophisticated, you need a kind of a launching support to be innovative. So at the beginning, yes, but in the midterm, you have to swim alone in the market. So you have to compete in a fair way with the others in a level playing field.
Can business innovate alone? Niklas Hune, a renewables policy expert with the New Climate Institute, believes it can.
It would have been possible, but it would have taken much longer. We have many technologies around, so somebody needs to give a push to make them cheaper. And that is usually economy of scale. If there is support by governments that this has to be done, then the costs come down.
In the case of solar energy, certain governments, such as Germany, strongly supported renewables. This drove innovation, causing prices to drop, which in turn made the technology appealing to other markets. Hune points out that these technologies are now being used around the world. And he brings up another specific example, the field of transport, where electric mobility is just beginning to take off.
Electric cars. They are available right now, that technology is there, it's possible, but they're still a lot more expensive. We now have a group like Norway, China and California, which support significantly electromobility, and we see a rapid rise in take-up of electric cars in these countries, and that will also flip the global market in a few years and make the electric cars so cheap that they will be applied everywhere.
Shell will lift off. When will lift off? 1 meter, 2 meter, 3 meter.
Electric mobility. This is what it sounds like in the air. June 2014 marked the virgin flight of the Solar Impulse 2, the most advanced solar plane in the world to date. Aviator Bertrand Piccard and engineer and businessman André Boschberg co-developed the innovative aircraft. Standing alongside a model of the plane at a green technology exhibit in the Grand Palais near the Champs-Élysées, Boschberg talks about innovation.
When we did the feasibility study, it was clear that the airplane had to be bigger than a 747, but as light as a car. Aviation world told us that they thought it was impossible, so we had to develop our own solution. So we have partners coming from different fields, but not from the aviation worlds. We have chemical companies like Solvay and Bayer, who brought new materials, help us to solve, in fact, and build an airplane which is solid but extremely light.
With Solar Impulse, Borchberg and Picard are attempting the first round-the-world flight in a plane powered entirely by the sun. The aircraft is currently grounded in Hawaii, so batteries that overheated can be switched out, and the project is on hold until the longer, sunnier days of April. But could this prototype eventually lead the way to commercial planes that are also solar-powered? Borchberg believes the aviation sector will eventually decarbonize, albeit not for some time to come. And getting there will require further innovation. Familiar territory for Borchberg. So what's the key?
Very important is to have an open mind. Very important is try to put aside the barriers that we create ourselves. If you put these barriers aside, and if you believe that there is a way, the solution will be at the end of the road. So you have to commit yourself, funding, efforts, dream, but also afterwards to give ourselves the means to achieve the goals.
And Borchberg agrees with solar businessman Major and policy expert Hoene.
If the government sets a clear framework about the development, the use of, on one side, renewable energies, but also clean technologies, it will motivate companies to invest in the long term. It's a question about taking the right political decisions and to have the courage to do that.